Blog Talk Radio.
Hello? What's going on, everyone? I am back on the show. The lines are open. You can call in right now. Let me make sure that the people can see the number. This is just like the other one. Sexy as hell, but crazy as fuck. Well, I don't know if she's sexy. I just like small women like that. So that's kind of a misnomer for me, but that's what the other girl was. That one was sexy. She was like a cross between almost skinny, but thick. She had curves, but she was crazy and a bitch. This one, I don't know. Somebody said I'm 60 seconds late. It happens. But I want to say to you guys, do y'all know this woman is still typing me right now? She will not stop. Ever. Until you are dead. She just won't quit. Now, I want y'all to understand, she's still talking to me right now. Who says they're going to call a lawyer? And I keep telling them, call the fucking lawyer. Here's what she wrote. Let me start here. Last thing I said to her was, here's my stuff, and she put the thumbs up. I'm going to let y'all read it as I read it because I have no idea what she said, but I want y'all to know that there's no editing. There's no me taking anything out. This is me reading her directly in her own words. As you can see, it's after the thumbs up. I just squash it. I wish you'd throw my face down. I look like Tim, the two man's neighbor. Hello, Tim. What's going on over there? I'm right over the fence. All right, as you can see, it's right after this, so I did not make this up. And she's actually still typing, amazingly enough. She put, continue to try and bash me, Tommy, on your show, Tommy. You can see me watching the live video. No, I couldn't. So now I can see people watching my live video on YouTube? I did not know this. You're putting words in my mouth and trying to make me look bad as a young mother. I'm going to keep it mature for legal purposes. You honestly believe this will catch up with you? What? Don't you mean it won't catch up with me? It's crazy, but I'm watching. Continue. Where's the show I was watching you bash my name, calling me a nigga and a bitch? Not once did I bash you or talk mess about your situation. But me giving you piece by piece, you clearly bashing me and putting words into my mouth on live. Like I said, this isn't over. And then you got the darkest female on live. I'm not the darkest female. The lights were not on. I have a pretty dark skin tone. I never said you were ugly. Your attitude is. I literally called you beautiful on the show. You said you had a really good lawyer. I'm kind of rich, so since you couldn't talk like an adult and now you want to offer to sue, please, the next person I should hear from is your lawyer. Oh, I would love to know where. I said, I was nothing but nice to you, and I hate liars. So please, where? At the beginning of the show, I said, how is someone as beautiful as you single? Do you guys remember me saying this? And I said, maybe you need to learn to listen. She put lie where? And no, you bash 22-year-olds. Never talk once about you and your life. But you needed a show, right? Your move up game, right? Perfectly fine. Again, a millionaire for a reason. I was nothing but nice to you, and I'm about to answer calls, and they are going to say the same thing to you. You even lied acting like I didn't tell you what we were going to speak about. She wrote, not reading that, forget it. But I have many interviews where it goes very well, and the women love it. But again, you threaten to sue me. So just sue and stop wasting each other's time with it. But then you call me a bitch. Did I talk bad on your name? No, I didn't even know you, and you don't know me. You think you do, but you don't. You said you aren't reading what I wrote, so stop sending me shit. We arguing, no. This is childish. You didn't want to talk, cool. I call anyone a bitch when they lie on me. You wasted my time, and my time is money. Right, don't read it. It made a lot of sense, so move up game. What the fuck does that even mean? Thumbs up, good job. I said again, please have your high-priced lawyers contact mine. Lie on you and I will. Lie on you and I will? What? Trust me. You'll still in paying because you talk bad on calling me about. Oh, now you can sue people for calling you a bitch. Did you guys know that? That you could sue people for calling you a bitch? And nobody lied on you. That sounds immature. Audience, did she not lie on me saying she had no idea what the show was about and I literally told her before we went on? That's why I had nothing else to say. That's why I was like, you need to go on and get the fuck off. I was hoping you'd get the hint. Oh, now I got the hint. You can get the fuck off. Then she wrote, good night, and I sent her this, and she put, no thanks, good night. I sent her where I'm live right now. Now, how much y'all want to bet this bitch is watching right now? It's the same bitch who said she was going to sue, had nothing else to say but a thumbs up, and you see how long this bitch has still been talking. It's the same bitch who believes she could sue me. And again, bitch, you live at home. Where's this high-priced lawyer? You wouldn't keep talking to me, bitch. But I want everybody to say hi, bitch, in the chat room if you can, because we know she's watching. So everybody who's talking, can we get a hi, bitch? Since she said she can sue me, I want y'all to say bitch as much as you want to, because that gives me more reason to be sued, because I told y'all to call her hi, bitch. So make sure if you can, say hi, bitch. You gonna sue me. When did you call me beautiful, bitch, at the beginning, if your dumb ass was listening? You can sue people now for calling you a bitch. This is new. I've heard a bit Me Too movement, but the Bitch Too movement? When did that start it? He called you a bitch? Me Too. Bitch Too movement. Bullshit is this. These hoes are ignorant. You called me a bitch. I didn't call you anything. No, you wasted my motherfucking time and you lied on me, and I'm sick of black hoes lying on motherfuckers. I wish that every time somebody lied on you, you could take a stick and beat the fuck out of them. Can I get an amen? I honestly wish you could. You shouldn't be allowed to just run around lying on motherfuckers. You just get to lie on motherfuckers. That's what you get to do. And I'm supposed to be respectful to you. You wasted my damn time, and I'm supposed to be respectful to you. Hell no. All right. Let me go to these damn phone calls. Y'all know how we do. The phone calls come in. I want you guys' honest opinion. Whose side are you on? What did you think? The number is 213-943-3362. I'm not going to stay on here long. I'm going to answer the phone calls. All these people hollering, we want to call in. We want you to answer the phone lines. That's what makes me mad. All these motherfuckers are asking for me to open the damn lines. And as many people as I see who's saying open the damn line, I should see that many motherfuckers on the phone line. But do I see that? No, I do not. So what I'm going to do is answer a few calls, and then I'm going to go on to the other woman. I let her know. I'm going to go on with her. I'm going to make this real quick, because right now there's four people who are on the line. I'm going to get them on and get them off. 615, caller, you're on the air.
Hi. First of all, love your show. But I actually was rooting for her. I was actually hoping it was going to be a great conversation. And it just turned left out of nowhere.
I want to know what I did wrong, honestly. I want to know where I messed up.
You actually didn't mess up. She actually messed up. That wasn't a you thing. That was all her. But I wouldn't.
What do you think her issue was? Like, isn't this sad that a 22-year-old with children who lives at home with mama and aunts and a house full of women is now threatening to sue me, but she can't even pick the right dick for nothing. Like, literally, she has two men who want to have nothing to do with her or the children they had with her. And instead of concentrating on that, she's online trying to show complete strangers that she fine.
To me, I just find that was super embarrassing, not just for her, but it's going to be embarrassing for her kids in the long run, because they're going to see this at one point, and then they're going to understand that their mom was messed up from the beginning. And that's horrifying to know that we're going to continue producing children like that in this world. I felt like instead of her just understanding that she made a mistake in her life, people are allowed to make mistakes. Just own up to it. Just say, yeah, okay, chose the wrong guy. Chose the wrong guy again. Hopefully this time I do a better job. Instead of her doing that, she decided she just wanted to be very vague. She wanted to lie. And then it just made no sense.
Like, the lying is so weird. Like, you start off saying, my situation ain't like the typical black woman. And then start being vague about your situation. So what the fuck did you bring up other people's situation for? Then you said your first baby wasn't planned. Somehow this man who knew you were a virgin thought you were a hoe. How does that ever happen? If you were a virgin when a guy met you, there's no way or reason for him to automatically say, once you tell him you're pregnant, I know it ain't mine because you've been messing with a lot of other people. Like, what guy comes up with that thought from a virgin?
I actually don't know. I have very little clue about it. But instead of her trying to admit that she had this big infatuation with this guy and there wasn't a real relationship to begin with, she decided she wanted to fabricate something to make it seem like she seemed better. She said her mom was strict and everything else like that, but she's got baby number two.
Your mom was right in there when you were talking. She don't seem very strict.
It was like that. Just like that, to me, it didn't make a whole lot of sense. I was like, my parents are strict. Please believe that. There's no way. If I had baby number one, then I'm going to bring baby number two into the house.
Strict parents will say, you got to go. Apparently, you haven't learned. Apparently, you really like dick more than living here, more than going to school. Because let me just say, if my daughter, I told y'all, I would be like, you got to have an abortion. I can't force her to have an abortion. I would kick the shit. No, I'm going to stop. Y'all don't get my jokes. But if she has one, I swear to God, my next thought would be to her. We will help you raise this kid because we don't want your life to fail. We will help you go to college. We'll do everything we need to do. I'll be with that granddaddy that's keeping the kid while you off in college. But if I find out you out there getting drunk, matter of fact, you can't even go to no college where you be on campus. I'm going to let you know what you've missed by having this kid. I'm going to help you still get what you need. You're not going to college and going to have parties on campus. None of that is what's going to happen. You're going to understand what this caused, but I'm going to try and help you through it. You get baby number two, you get the fuck out of my house. That's what a strict parent does. A strict parent is not going to let you keep doing this.
And I believe it full-heartedly. It's just, I was just kind of hoping that this was going to be something along those lines. It's like, I didn't see it. And I was sitting there, and my husband sat there, and he was like, nope, she's going to be a regular, you know, just like everyone else who's on that show. And I was like, no, this one sounds like that she's got something going for herself. This could be it. And he was just like, it's probably not, babe. And I was like, it's not.
Like, I promise you, I thought it was going to go better. Well, no, I didn't. Because I knew it from the way it was taking so long for us to get started and the silly shit she was asking before we got started. And then I'm so nervous. I was like, nervous? You online? Like, why would you be nervous when you're literally online broadcasting all the time to people? There's no reason. There's no difference. Now, she's like, well, I don't know what you're going to ask me. So I literally told her what I was going to ask. And then she got on here and said, after she knew she was making herself look stupid, I was hoping you'd get the hint because I don't want to talk about this.
I just thought that was very immature and childish. I was like, you literally gave us the opposite of what you said you were. Like, you said you were mature, and mature people can admit that they made a mistake. You can do that. You're allowed to do that. That's what mature
and
people do.
On her, though, but I kept talking about how I fucked up, how I messed up, how my situation isn't the ideal one, how it's like literally I kept saying, it's easy to say these things without getting into specifics. It is. And she kept getting into specifics and then saying, I don't want to get into specifics, but I never asked her for the.
And that was
for
the
that
crazy part about it. That was literally the crazy part about it. So you had no problem telling us that you're the father of your child is over $13,000 in debt with child support. You're going to tell us who he is, but you don't want to tell us anything about this relationship. Maybe because that relationship wasn't real to begin with.
Yep. And the men need to understand, this woman had no repercussions from having not one but two babies. But the dudes who she had them with, them fuckers have gone to jail.
And that's really the hardest thing that I could, I mean, I hear stories like that, and I think to myself, if anything were to happen between me and my husband, I would never want to put him in that kind of situation. And I was like, I am not going to be that person. I will never be that person. And let's hope I never will be. So that's that. But it's just, it's crazy.
It's really sad that a young woman like this, again, she's the mother, and I'm going to ask you this last question. She's the mother of two children. She's getting to raise them full autonomy. Nobody else says anything. How do you think those children are going to be with that woman raising these children?
I can actually tell you what their lives are literally going to be like. She's like, because you got to put this in perspective. This lady is always on like Facebook and everything else like that. She's telling everybody about her business, but she doesn't want to be personal with you. So this girl is going to continuously looking, because she tried to find a dude who was about her age. That didn't work out. So now she's starting to mess around with older guys, and she's going to continue to mess with older guys. And then it's going to get to a point where one of those older guys is probably going to, at one point, try to make a serious relationship out of her. And in the midst of all that, her daughters, because she's got two girls now, instead of her daughters seeing her trying to build a career for herself, try to look more ladylike or anything else like that, instead of her doing all those things, no, they're going to see her mom posting selfies. They're going to see their mom always with some dude and everything else like that. So they're going to think that that's how their lives need to look like. If I want to get a guy in my life, I need to be like my mom. And then it's just going to go really left. I only have one daughter, and to me, that's like I have the hugest responsibility in the entire world. And everything that I do, I have my daughter in mind. How I act, how I dress, how I say things. When people say things to me, how I respond.
Oh, and no, let me point something else out to you. I told y'all, this is how I feel about most women. They say the age of when they first get pregnant. Did I not prove it tonight? She talks, acts, thinks like the 16-year-old who got pregnant, because that's how old she was. Do you know this girl couldn't even remember how old she was when she got pregnant? She said, I think I was 17. Really?
You think you were 17. Did you not have your birth certificate in front of you when you decided to make that number?
Who thinks at this young of an age how old they were when they got pregnant? A landmark thing that happened in your life. It's a landmark thing. Now, I understand if you had gotten older and your kid is 25 and you couldn't remember because your kid's old. She's a 5-year-old. That was her first thing that she'd done. She should have known exactly when she had her kid, but she didn't. And that's crazy to me that, one, she didn't know that. Two, she, after having a kid by a man who didn't want the kid, went out and had a kid by another man who was 11 years older than her, who was not established himself. But because he made her feel good. And a lot of these women only want to feel good. But you know what should make you feel good when you're a mother? Being a mom.
It's like, it to them, it's this. And as many times as my parents have consistently told me that there are women out there, well, more so they've told my brothers, but it's just there are women out there who has zero father figure in their lives. So they are looking to you to be the father figure, the best friend, and the lover. And my mom told my brothers, if you ever meet a person like that, run as far away from you as possible. Run as far away from them as possible. There's no way you can save that relationship. They get too clingy. They're too self-absorbed. At the same time, they're insecure. They have way too many problems going on in their lives, and you are not the person to fix it.
I know, and that's crazy when you have to deal with people who think like that and they're not trying to have a real, like, a real come-to-Jesus moment with their life. And this was her opportunity to have a real come-to-Jesus moment of where she is, to acknowledge where they are. But instead, they play the whole denial game, which culminated with her saying the same thing most women say when they come on my show. They will say, what did she say? She said, I don't regret having my kid. Why do they keep saying this as if it's the thing to say? That's why I keep saying the BT playbook, because they speak the same way, and many of them have never met. So there's like this edict that comes from down high of telling people, this is what you say when questioned. When they get online, they'll yell for 2 hours about something and then say, I don't care. Y'all don't get on my, y'all don't bother me. But you just argued with these people for 2 hours. You had to care.
Had to care at some level, and you know you care at some level. You can say this hurts my feelings or whatever the case may be. Of course, if I was seeing her face-to-face, I'd been like, I don't care about your feelings. You shouldn't have done what you did. It is what it is. You're allowed to have an opinion. You can say things hurt. You can say, if I had a chance to do it all over again, I would have done better. You're allowed to say that. I mean, I can tell you right now, I'm a wife, but I'm also a mother of three. And my firstborn was not with my husband. And although we love him 100% dearly and there is nothing change about it, I do remind him, like, this is the reason why I need you to do better, because I didn't do better the first time around. I need you to make sure when you get older, you're going out there, you're allowed to have fun, but you also need to be careful. So I'm allowed to sit there and say, you know what? Your mom messed up. She didn't make the best choice in life, but she learned. The good news about it is you get a chance to learn. That's all you really have to do.
Mm-hmm. I tell you what, I want to say thank you for the phone call and get some more on here. But I want to say to you, hey, that's the hardest thing apparently that black women are faced with, saying they've ever made a mistake. 317, call you on the air.
What up, man? It's Elite Class Trucking.
Oh, what up, big boy? Talk to me.
What up, man? I'm sitting here, man. This caller, I had to say this real quick, man. This fucking caller, don't say, I hope I won't be like that with my husband. Man, get the fuck out of here. Now, that shit was funny. Now,
I was wondering what she was doing was keeping a door open. But if she just wanted to hurt him.
Any nigga, I ain't gonna go there. I'm gonna leave it alone. I'm gonna stick to the topic. I know we ain't got long. Look, man, I'm gonna say this, man. This black bitch, when she got on that motherfucking phone call, them pussy ass moderators talking about respect the guests. I knew this bitch was gonna go left the whole time. Cause I'm telling you, this is what these hoes do. Black bitches, I'm telling you, ever since you opened my eyes to this shit, Tommy, whether I don't give a fuck if it's my fucking cousin, my aunt, black bitches, I'm telling you, man, they read out the same fucking playbook like you said. So all this bullshit, I knew it all was an act. I knew eventually you was going to bring that shit up out her ass. And sure enough,
that's what I did.
You did.
You see how I slowly walked her down to where I was like, okay, you're feeling good. You like them simple questions. And now let's get to the children, which I told you we were going to talk about at the beginning. Because I had to get her to talking because she claimed she was nervous. So I threw a softball questions that were designed to get her comfortable with talking in the situation. That's what you do. So once we got comfortable with talking, I'm like, okay, let me, because I still hadn't got hard on her. I had a hard on, but not
yep.
But I hadn't got hard on her yet. But I was like, I'm just going to be simple and just walk her into, and every question I gave her an out, because I know it's hard, isn't it? And I know it sometimes is, and I was giving her outs. And it was, the problem was, these were just questions in which they weren't designed to make her be a victim. And she wants to be a victim. That's why she didn't mind when I was asking her, he's behind? He didn't want the baby? He got you pregnant and said it wasn't his? He ain't shit. I know, right? And she was cool with that.
Man, it's all an act, man. I'm sorry, man. And if it's a black, I'm sorry. The black women in the chat, I don't give a fuck. All y'all, I'm telling you, the ones that come off like they don't do it, they're acting. I'm telling you. I knew this shit was going to go left.
Yes. And now, let me ask you, what could I have done different?
Cuss that bitch out. I was waiting on that. I'm like, fuck, man. Cuss her ass out. I'm sitting here waiting like, man, listen. Nah, but you know what? I get it, man, because, you know, you're a journalist. You know, I understand. But I'm like, listen, I would have loved to hear you go in on her ass. That's what I was waiting on.
I was just bashing, bro. She said I was bashing her. Even though she got off,
man,
I didn't have to say the word bitch because this person sitting lied on me. I didn't have the right to say the word bitch after you threatened me with a lawyer. Bitch, fuck you.
Why do they all do that? These broke-ass hoes, man. Section 8. Man, listen. I make $5,000 a week, man, driving these fucking trucks. And I don't have a fucking lawyer on deck. This bitch got a lawyer on deck. Get the fuck out of here, man.
They got lawyers on deck, but they don't have birth control on deck.
Exactly. Listen, the best thing I did, I'm telling you, man, Tommy, you ruined it for me because I don't fuck with black hoes. I promise you. I don't fuck with them at all. I'm good.
I don't know what the fuck that is. Like, I know that there's a hole over there, and I keep walking in it. Like, it's a weird old thing, and I that's why I said, well, if I can't save myself, let me save some other motherfuckers from this shit that I know that keeps happening. Because, again, a woman like this is going to sucker some nigga. She's going to sucker some nigga. Some old man is going to be like, well, this is the best way for me to get a young woman. She already in a little bit of a hole. I can help her out, and maybe she's learned from this, and she's going to fuck him over.
She is. Hey, man, listen, I've learned my lesson, man. You can't help everybody, you know. I've tried to keep my mouth shut, to try to help niggas, because niggas don't listen. All they want to do is think for their dick. Every bitch they see, they want to fuck. You know what I'm saying? Fucking the wrong bitch, man, could ruin your life. I got two fucking kids, and I hardly ever see them. And I'm telling you, man, that shit, it fucked me up, man. I had to finally learn from my lesson, man, but niggas never learn.
Hey, I'm with you. That's why I tried to explain to her in the beginning. Like, why do they act like, maybe you can answer this for me. Why do they act like children are fucking free? Like, only black women talk like children are free. Like, it doesn't change their lives. It doesn't change anything about them. It's just like waking up in the morning. It's a weird thing. Why do they do that?
Because they have a safety net, Tommy. You always said men don't have shit. If I don't get out here, if I decide I want to stop working, Tommy, guess what? I ain't gonna have shit. And women have a safety net. They have the like you say, the white daddy bailing their asses out, child support, Like, this bitch can live with her mama. You know, a hoe's always got somewhere to go. So for them, it don't cost money. Just think about it. Infamil, Section 8, all this bullshit they get. You know, they're giving all this shit. So for them, it's a come up, especially you get the right nigga pregnant. Like that, what's that basketball wife that got that baseball player pregnant? Her old ass got one more motherfucker got a baby boy. One more motherfucker. She like in her 40s. Got a 5-year-old or something like that.
Evelyn.
I think babies are insurance. My bad. What'd you say?
I was just saying, I almost got caught up in that net. I can't lie.
Man, don't do it.
It was an accident. She was so nice. It was a good thing he had more money than me, so she went that away.
Well, see, you know, I guess that is a good thing. But look, man, I don't want to take the phone calls up, man. You know, I know you got to. Huh?
I said, sometimes you get lucky. Hey, man, thank you so much for the phone call. I'm going to answer some more phone calls. Again, if you guys have a problem with how I handle it, you can. It's 818, caller, you're on the air. Hello. 818, I'm going to have to let you go. You have to call back in. 718, caller, you're on the air.
Tommy, what's going on, man?
Nothing much.
Hello, you hear me? Okay.
Yes, sir.
Well, for the first time, you know, I mean, I've been watching you for 3 years, but, like, when you're doing these Around the Web series, especially this show tonight, it's like I got to root for the females, man. I got to put on my simp suit and root for the females on this because it's like when you do these Around the Web series, it's like you go into these ratchet-ass groups and you don't understand. You probably understand, but these women, these specific type of black women, this is their element. This is where they soar to higher heights, being ratchet hoes, you know what I mean? And it's like you're trying to get these women to be civilized people, and they're not. Hello?
You didn't think you appeared to be civil? You said
No. No, not you. Like, you're trying to get these women to be civil, and they're not. They just know, all they know is how to be ratchet.
So what are you, well, like, what I'm being told is, though, if I'm in that same group with them,
mm-hmm.
and other people are in that same group with them, you're saying the group is made for ratchet, that they can't be non-ratchet in these groups? So you're saying Facebook is ratchet? Because any group that I go in, they're doing. So Instagram is ratchet. Like, I'm confused. You're saying I'm going to ratchet places.
No matter where I go, you're going into these specific, like the one that you go to with the Philly chicks and shit. It's like that's specifically, there's nothing intellectual a person can learn from that other than to, you know, how these specific individuals act. You know what I mean?
Can you do
and
me
they
a
just,
favor?
Yeah.
If somebody else can do me a favor and give me the group of where the high class black women are.
The high class black women are?
Yeah, the ones where you say
that's
aren't like
going
that.
To be. Well, that's going to be very, very hard because 80% of, I feel 85% or 80% of the black women that are just ratchet, like. You speak about it. I follow the 80-20 rule. I feel like 20% is not and 80% are. So you're going to find more ratchet groups that they're doing stupid shit. And it's just
so
like, all
right. I don't have to go to a ratchet group. Because let me say something. I don't know if you were watching last night, but did you see the Asian woman in that exact same group last night?
Oh, when she was doing the math or something?
Right. So an Asian woman was in the exact same ratchet group, but that Asian woman was doing math.
Did she even realize that she was in a black group? Or that shit was just weird.
No, let me point something out to you. If she wants to reach a diverse and large audience, you go to a place where diverse and large people are. So in her mind, she said, it doesn't matter that they don't look for what it is that I do. I will present it, and somebody will come, even if it's just two or three people. Remember, that's how I got to where I am. A lot of people weren't looking for this. I gave them the opportunity to watch it. It started small, it got bigger, and it got bigger. But you put what your information is, like Steve Jobs. Steve Jobs put his phones in the public. He didn't ask the public what they wanted. He felt like he knew what they needed. And then he made a phone. People started looking at it. People started saying they like it. Same way with Mac. That's why a lot of people like me, PC, don't like Mac. Because Macs are just what they are. They buy them. That's what they got. You can't break into them. I like being able to mess around with a PC and put all kind of stuff in it, and it leaves me open to get hacked. But you give people the option, and you let them decide if they want to take it. So the Asian lady was like, this is a big group. Why would I not come in here? There's got to be at least five or six people who want to know what I'm talking about. And even if it's only five or six, maybe the next time I go live, they'll spread it to five or six of their friends.
Yeah, I don't think that was the only group that she was in either. You know what I mean? I think she's just spread out. Yeah. But I like this specific interview, all right, I caught the end of it a little bit when you know what I mean, she was acting funny and you were just like, all right, thank you for your time. But my thing is, when you do these interviews and with the in these specific groups, and you know what I mean, what is the purpose of just after, while you're doing the groups, while you're doing the interview, what is the purpose of getting angry at these women from the Around the Web series, knowing that they're stupid?
Well, I didn't know she was stupid. You got to remember, that's the only reason why I invited her on the show. I actually got fooled like a lot of other people do. I thought she was going to be able to come on. You got to remember, some of these women I'm able to talk to. Remember the one woman, she's still ratchet as fuck, but she and I had an actual really good conversation. The one who the one with the weird stomach and the big lips, she and I had a really good conversation.
All right, that is absolutely true. But my thing is this,
common sense. I'm ratchet as fuck on a lot of damn things, but you can still have common sense. You can be I can talk to a wino, and that wino could still deliver a great message on the show, talking about how drinking wine fucked up his life. How he could say drinking alcohol fucked his life up. He could come on and be laughing. Now, oh, you think I'm living out here on the street? I used to get fucked up, and that's what I do. But he would be telling that story, and he and I wouldn't be arguing, now would we? Because he actually understands where he is. It doesn't matter what you do. Just be honest about where you are. Like, how is that so hard? I'm not asking these women to clean up that day. I'm asking these women these questions because they are mothers. And when you are a mother, I'm kind of hoping that I can say something to you, because if I don't, remember what she's raising. Two daughters who going to fuck up how many people's lives? Well, their mother has fucked up two people's lives right now, plus the two children she had. So what do you think those two girls are going to do if they are not put on the right track and put in front of someone good? Because remember, the reason she's like how she is because of those other women who were in the house. This is a cycle, and a cycle that keeps going. And my purpose of doing it is, one, scaring the shit out of people and men and maybe the women who are doing it from stop doing it. But if they're not going to stop doing it, maybe the men will avoid them. And if the men can start avoiding them, that will make a change. The women who are doing it, that dark-skinned girl knows she can go right back in that group, go back live, and her inbox is going to be full of simps. She knows this.
Yes, yes.
The common person knows she's not that hard to sleep with. It's not difficult.
It's not.
Do you think it's too hard to sleep with this woman? Not just being real.
No. That's what I'm saying. It's like, they're only used to dudes trying to fuck them. So it's like when that's one reason why she froze up, because it's like you actually tried to speak to her on an intellectual level. And it's like,
I wasn't trying to fuck.
Trying to fuck. So it's like that shuts their brain off. It's like a reverse psychology type of thing, because they're so used to dudes trying to fuck.
Now you're talking.
Like,
Most black women have no idea how to speak to a man that's not trying to fuck them. That's why everything out of your mouth is about sex.
Yeah.
I want to show you something on the line. I'm going to read something to you while you're on the line. I just saw this one. What I'm going to do is show you guys what she has posted on her page. I have not went to look at her page. It's my first time. Somebody said, I bet she a stripper because we were running what she did for a living. Well, she answered that question herself on her own page. She posts down. And I want you guys to see what she wrote on her own page. Well, first off, an hour ago, she wrote that she was hungry. Now, Miss Fine Dark Skin Chick, you want to know how many people commented to her after she said she was hungry?
A bunch
for
of
people. For an news. Hour, not one person said a thing. Not even one person liked the post.
Wow.
This woman
okay.
goes live all the time in these groups. Not one person even liked the post.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, when I say what I say about dark-skinned women, people get mad. Now, dark-skinned women don't have low self-esteem. If you are up here posting and you are female and nobody's commenting on your shit, that's a problem. I'm not lying. Like, niggas are thirsty as fuck. But her next post says, hey, the man up above knew your intentions before you even spoke to me. That's why I sit back pretty and watch. Good night. This is her post again. She put two posts up within an hour. Nobody said a word. Two posts. The man up above says the woman with two kids by two different means. Man up above. Here's the third post. The only one that got a comment and a like. Let me read this one for you. You do not have to be thick to be no stripper. I'm not thick. 1,000. The fuck you mean? Stripper.
Mm-hmm.
That one, though, he got 9 loves and 1 like.
Yeah, she needs
look
a marketing and PR person.
And look at what's under the bottom of it. So she let you know she's a stripper.
Mm-hmm.
Dude said, since me, she said, since you ain't seen me at the last spot, just got to know how to work that pole. She wrote, yes, yes. That's all. 22, 2 kids, stripping. I say this again. Stripping is a single woman's job. Stripping is a woman. She ain't got shit else but to do but put money in her motherfucking pocket, and that's why she's stripped. Not a motherfucker that's trying to take care of that damn kid. It's like selling ass. Selling ass is a single woman's job, not a bitch with kids. I don't understand why women don't make as much money as they can while they're single. I don't understand why women don't travel as much as they can while they're single. I don't understand why women don't do as much suspect hoe, all this shit, while you're single. Isn't it easier to travel when you don't have children? Isn't it easier to go from the club in Lubbock and the club in Dallas and the club in New York when you don't have children?
That's very true. Now, Tommy, I want to ask you like just 2 more questions about this. Yeah, you hear me?
Yes, be quick.
Okay. All right, with the Around the Web series, you know, my thing is when you talk about these women after you're watching their videos and they're doing ratchet shit, they're putting it out there, you know, and they choose to get on a one-on-one with you, you know, why does the energy shift from it's joking and, you know what I mean, this is why black women do this and stuff like that to, like, a more calmer type of thing? Why is it you just can't keep that same energy, like, hey, this is, you said this, this is why I said this?
Well, because when they come on one-on-one, I have to speak to them about something directly. And me joking about a situation, I've always been that way. My live shows are different than my 15-minute shows. Because when I'm doing 15 minutes, I'm trying to make you laugh, make you think, be with you. I want to be in depth with you when I talk to you for an hour. So I don't want to shoot questions towards you really quick or start kicking jokes when I think that the reason I brought you on is for a serious reason. So, again, they weren't there when I was doing the one-on-one. I mean, excuse me, when I was doing the Around the Web. They weren't there when I was doing the news. I reach out to them, though, because as I was doing these things, something made me want to talk to them specifically because I don't do it to every one of them. Some of them I just don't want to talk to them. The ones I want to talk to are the ones I see. Either I can help them, but even if I do not help them, I can help someone who may be in this situation.
Okay, because with this specific one, and I caught the show late, But it's like, I know that with a black woman, it's like, because I dated a woman like this, it's like they're quiet. But when you tell some type of truth, they're just argumentative, and that's the only way to get them to talk. Like this one right here, I felt that, you know, if you had that, because I saw the show before, you know what I mean, when you first saw her on Around the Web, and it's like you was cracking jokes, you know what I mean, a nigga called her Noob Cybot, you know, you said she looked like an avatar, you know what I mean, and it's like when you got off the show with her.
Why would I bring her on the show and say, hey, ma'am, you look like an avatar, go for it?
No, not in that sense. But it's like I feel it goes down like.
You gotta let me talk now.
Yeah, go ahead.
Now it's stupid to think that I'm going to sit around and be making a joke about what I see for my audience, because again, my job is to entertain the audience. Like right now, the reason I had to cut you off is because you were getting very boring and monotone. It seems like you're trying to find the question instead of knowing the question. So my job
I know the
is
question.
Look,
yeah.
No, I'm saying. Let
I'm
me
sorry.
Finish.
Yeah.
I have an audience, and my audience needs to be entertained. So if I'm showing them something of a video that isn't even live, mm-hmm. and I'm talking about it, the reason why people like watching me is because I do make the mundane seem kind of exciting. That's what I do. That is a gift mm-hmm. of mine. Not trying to
yes.
pat myself on the back, but I do have a gift of saying, even though this is mundane, I can make it interesting. Now, when I'm talking to this person, though, I'm actually trying to have a real conversation to get to something. So why would I start off by saying, you look like Noob Cybot? That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense, and I didn't put it in that order. But I figured that the Around the Web series, I only catch the live ones when you're actually – I mean, nah, I catch those. But I see mostly the – from the interviews, I figured it was – all right, these chicks are live, and then they have somebody say, hey, Tommy Sotomayor is talking about you, and they're like, yo, who the fuck is Tommy Sotomayor? And then you invite them on the show. I thought that was I thought with this one it was live, like, hey, I heard you was talking about me. I'd like to hear it and say my piece.
I reached out to her because I said it, and I said it on the show. I'm going to reach out to her because this woman is 22 years old and has two kids. Why would she think that's okay? That's all I wanted to know.
Yeah.
And again, I'm watching right here. I have a post of hers from August the 19th on the show. On the page, it says, let's be real. This is from her own mouth. Let's be real. Nobody fucks with me, and I need to realize that. Does this seem like a confident woman to you who would drop that on her page? Nobody fucks with me, and I need to realize it, says the woman with two fucking kids that she's having to take care of. This is your mother. This is the woman that's supposed to be instilling confidence in you, and that's what the fuck she's saying to complete strangers.
Yeah, I just get from it like, hey, you say about the, you interview these women to get other women and younger black women to, hey, to be like, don't be like this, or to get young black men to be like, hey, don't fuck with chicks like this. That's what I get.
My life is the same. I talk about my life and tell people, don't go down this damn road. I ain't never sit up there and told nobody I was a motherfucking role model. I ain't close.
Yeah, that's what I get from these series, though. Yeah. All right, man. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for the call. And somebody asked a question about the white dude that she's taking pictures with. Oh, that's not her man. Just so y'all know, that guy ain't her man. And just so people can understand why this makes me sad, and I said it before the show, and Nick Down can tell you, I said it before the show. I said, it's hard for me to look at her photos because she just looks like a baby. She has to try to look like an adult. There's nothing wrong with her looking young. It's just something wrong with the fact that she's just continuing to have children. Now, I want you guys to see some of the pictures that I saw, and then this is one that somebody brought up. So that's a nice picture just because I like slim chicks and dark-skinned chicks. It's a weird thing I just do. Oh, let me get off that. Damn it. I'm not trying to show a damn shirt. Okay, so these are her. Look how she looks like a kid. Some new coming. Don't sleep on me. What does that mean? This is a kid. Look at her. That's a mother of two. That is a mom of two right there. Mom of two. The only time she looks older is when she does that, covers half of her face. And look at that. Let me show y'all what she posted for this dude. And y'all have to understand how desperate she is. Look what she called this man. This is the dark-skinned girl. Isn't that what dark? What did I tell y'all about dark-skinned girls? Look what she calling this man. Zaddy. Zaddy. This was November 18th, 2017. She has a one-year-old. You do the math. He light-skinned. He look like Pitbull bodyguard. Dame that gasolina. That's him. You see how dark-skinned women throw themselves at non-black men? And that man wanted what to do with her? Nothing. Look at it. What did she write? Old to us, but new to Facebook, club night, just missing Zaddy. Oh, she did say his name was Will. That's Will.
Let me hook up with Will.
Will, I need you on my show, sir. Will might be in jail because Will has not posted since December 20th. And Will is engaged to another bitch. Ah, that's why you lost Will, but you still got, you know, y'all want to believe? Who want to believe now she got low ass self-esteem? She ain't even taking this picture down. She's taking none of the pictures that she has with this man down. Not one. Then she came on this show and told us, what did she say? He's still in love with her, but she ain't feeling him like that. Ain't that what she said, y'all? Well, how can you tell me that he's still in love with you when you still got old pictures with him tagged in it, and this motherfucker on his page, Will Wheaton, all of my fans who y'all know where I got that joke from. Will Wheaton, if you're a fan of Family Guy, you know Will Wheaton. Well, let me tell y'all what Will Wheeler has on his page, just so you know. Look at Will Wheeler's page. He is engaged. And it ain't to her. That's who he engaged with. That's who he engaged with. Oops. Oops. And just so we understand who he engaged with, let me see if I can go and throw it over here. Let me throw it over here. Yeah. Just so those who don't know, there it is. And what date was this? June 23rd. There's Will Wheeler. Does Will Wheeler look like he got a lot of money? Does Will Wheeler look like he's rich? That's her baby daddy. That That's your baby daddy. Now, y'all do remember she came on the show and said she was not trying to have no kids. She wasn't worried about their skin color and making them lighter. Who believes that? Who believes that? Somebody said, read the ring picture. I'll find it. What ring picture? The dad is. Damn it. Where's this ring picture? Shit. Can you send me the link to the ring picture, bro? Because I'm doing bad here, and I'm trying not to show them daggum kids. Where's this ring picture? Keep going, keep going. There you go, him and his baby. That's Will Wheaton. So first she posted their best friend. Send me the link to the ring picture. I don't want to. I'm screwing up here. But who lets her just keep getting pregnant in there? Oh my God. What the fuck? Now, there it is. And they're going to give her a promise ring, and one person liked it. Oh, God. I got to get Will on the show. Me and Will got to talk. But maybe he engaged to her. I don't know. But his page says he's engaged, but he hasn't said shit on that page in a long time. So Will might not be able to talk to me. Will might be in jail. Will hadn't said shit since December 20th. Long night, didn't mean to get drunk as I did. I was supposed to go home to my lady slash future fiance slash wife. What the fuck? Shaking my head. She's going to kill me. Nobody to drive me home. I'm going to start doing that. Put your lie on Facebook. Put your lie on Facebook. Niggas rap like this and say niggas be snitching. Now y'all go letting anybody say nigga, but I, you know, that has nothing to do with me. I'm gonna see if I can message Will. But apparently he doesn't live there anymore because, well, she said he doesn't live there anymore. So this page is old as fuck. Will just ducked the fuck out. So I can understand why she feels a little upset. Will ain't shit. He done got you pregnant and ducked out, bastard. Will is a motherfucker. I hate you, Will. Impregnating our young black sisters and giving them hope by giving them light-skinned babies and stuff like that. You ain't shit, Will. Will says, Crystal says, so I misplaced my engagement ring literally 2 days ago. This man, Will, came in the room, woke me up from my nap because I wouldn't stop crying. And this man said, it's okay, baby. I love you so much. And went out and bought you another engagement ring. Words cannot explain how much this man loves me. I feel so special and love this man with everything in me. I appreciate you so freaking much. I'm sorry. And I'm not saying ring pops cost too much because I think that's a stupid thing to spend money on. But ladies, if your man say he don't give a shit that you lost your ring, he just go out and buy you another one. What does that tell you? Because if he got an expensive ring, it would have insurance. And insurance, he would replace it because you lost it. But if he say, fuck it, I'll just get you another one, either he balling out of control, and even niggas who balling out of control have insurance. But this was 2016. It's 2018 now. She talked about how much they loved each other and they planned to have this baby. Does this not reek of low self-esteem from a mother that already had a kid? Was I wrong for just saying you've already had a kid? You probably shouldn't be having another one now. And if that man loved you, all you older men who date younger women, I do want to say this to you. You already know this woman is struggling. Why would you feel that young girl's head would let me get you pregnant just so you can fuck her raw? Then when she ends up getting pregnant, you run. Ladies, how much am I lying about that? These niggas tell you they don't mind you getting pregnant because they just want to fuck you raw. And then as soon as you say you're pregnant, what did he say? You ain't ready for no baby. What the fuck? You literally was saying this a few minutes ago. It was okay. And that's sad. You knew this young dark-skinned girl had low self-esteem. She looked like a baby beside you. You knew this. But instead of doing what you could do, which as a man, you could uplift this woman. You could make sure this woman who you claimed you loved, sir, went to school. Ladies, let me tell you something. If you're going to deal with an older man, if that older man is not trying to get you on your feet, he's full of shit. He knows you haven't went to school. He knows you have a kid. Everything out of this older man's mouth, who is more seasoned, should have been, let's get you settled. Yes, I'd like to have a kid with your young, fine ass. But you already have a kid. So what we need to do is make sure you finish high school, if she did, because she said she did, and I don't believe that. Let's just say she did. Let's get you in position to have a, because let me tell you something as an old man. I'm an old man. When you date one young woman, here's the one thing you want that woman to be able to do. Eventually, you're going to get to the point where you're either too old to work or too old to do whatever it was you were doing. Who's going to have to pick up the mantle? That younger woman that you're with. So why would you not want that woman to have what? Skills. Things that she does. Ladies, if a man does not want you to be self-sufficient, ain't shit. Now, you have this young woman with now two kids doing what to support herself? Stripping. And online bragging about it, because who says you ain't got to have no curves? What? Bitch, strippers look like shit these days. That's why I can't stand when women strip and act like they did something impressive. Anybody can strip. They let anybody in these clubs. These bitches be looking like they had gunshot wounds. Old bitches be in the strip club sometime. I went to a strip club one time. The bitch was like six up down that damn stage. Broke her hip on the motherfucking pole. Ow. She had to press a life alert. Ow, I'm falling. I can't get up. Paramedics came and just whirled the bitch around the pole a couple of times because niggas had thrown some money. Then they wheeled her out. These things aren't difficult to be. But they're going to sit up here and turn around and act like this shit is really impressive. I'm a stripper. Bitch, I could strip at your strip club. A nigga would throw a couple of bucks at my dick. It ain't that damn hard. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the stage. Dick Jones. Who? Dick Jones. It's stupid. You gonna sit there and act like you're doing something. And how many of y'all have watched these black holes act like what they're doing is impressive? You sell ass. You literally sell ass. Anybody will buy ass. Bitch, I could sell ass and probably make more money than you selling ass. Somebody tell me if I'm lying. As a man, you'd make more money selling ass than this bitch. I make more money than you. Anyway, let me get back to these phone lines. Yeah, I take care of my kid. I do what I got to do. Well, shut the fuck up. Maybe if you were doing what you had to do in the fucking beginning, you wouldn't be in the situation that you're doing now. 504, call you on the air.
Hello?
Hey, what's up?
Where you started off wrong is you went to Donald Trump University. I'm an avid fan of their website. And everybody on there is ratchet. the people that are on there that are not ratchet, like the Asian lady, they are foreigners, and it's like spam. But at the end of the day, she's a mark and she don't even know it. She's looking for attention, and you gave her some, so she came along, and you didn't give her what she wanted, then she got mad. That's just what it is.
So I want to know from you, though, like, with the discussion, what did I do wrong while talking to her? What was she expecting?
She wanted you to co-sign for her. But you had no intention of co-signing for her. You were trying to make her think deeper. But she doesn't have that capacity. She doesn't. She's just living life, going through the motions, doing what she thinks is right from one day to the next. She's not thinking about the future.
Why do you think people don't understand what I'm trying to do, which is simply bring awareness? At the end of the day, I'm trying to bring awareness.
She's not in the headspace. She's not ready for that. She's stripping. She said that last night when she talked about her ponytail. She was like, I just got this ponytail on because I'm a stripper. I'm not going to spend all this money on weed. Now, I know one thing about the strip club. If you're going to go in there and make some money, you're going to have to invest in yourself. So just by her appearance, I can tell what kind of place she's stripping at. Like, she in rough atmosphere already. She's in a bad place. She's probably depressed just by what's on her page. And she's looking for attention. That's why she's on Donald Trump University. You get so much. I went live on it. You get so many weird people. Like, oh, my God. To go on there and to go live constantly, you're looking for attention.
Why do you think so many of these young girls are turning porn and stripping? And they're not doing it before they have kids. They're doing it after.
Why they're stripping? Because seems like a quick way to make money. And if you're already selling a bit, I mean, you're already out there. So you think it's a quick way to make money, but they don't go into the industry with the right mindset to make money. And you end up in holes a lot of time working in strip clubs because people don't realize that when you go to a club, you got to pay the club. You got to tip people out. So you going in there, you can put money into it. If you're not making money, now you're in a hole.
I saw two women on today. One of them had four kids. One of them had three. Two black women who were in this group who both were at the strip club when they were doing their lives. They were getting ready to go to the strip club. They looked disgusting. Their bodies were horrible. And yet they were strippers and were talking shit about anybody who didn't find them attractive. They were just standing there yelling at people. And I was like, this is weird. Then I went to another live.
Are you talking about the big dark-skinned girl? She's kind of chunky?
Yep.
Okay. She's a friend of mine. She's in Houston. Those girls in there look rough, too.
Yeah, but what I'm saying, they still don't think that they look rough. They're going off on anybody that says, like, they feel like they're superstars. Black strippers feel like they're actual stars.
Well, somebody popping their head up on a daily basis, but you should have also went on her page to see that she is selling exercise classes and weight loss pills.
She did what?
The same girl, she's supposed to be a personal trainer and does weight loss pills. But I'm like, you fat as fuck. And you work in a strip club.
That's why I said, what?
She goes to my site and I know these people, like, because you see them every day. I'm a tax preparer, so this is my down season. You see these people every day. You build relationships with them, and it's like entertainment. But most of the people who are on there are ratchet. A lot of people are on, a lot of people are on the website but don't post anything because it's entertainment. You should see the things that people say. Oh, my goodness. White people get on there and drag black people so bad. And the foreigners, the Arabs, they get on there and drag black people so bad. I'm like, why y'all keep posting this shit?
Like right now, there's a woman on here look just like Rick James. I'm going to write. There's a woman in this group look, I mean, just like Rick James. I don't know. I mean, they just get on here and they do the same thing over and over again. I don't get it. I'm going to give you one last question. Would you like to give some advice to the young lady who was on the show? Like, if she, I know she's watching, so would you like to give some more advice?
She need to get in her headspace. Step the fuck back from the whole situation. She can't be making that much money in a strip club. And, I mean, I know from experience, if she's living like that, she's not making money in a strip club. So she needs to step back, get her a 9-to-5 job where she's actually getting some money, where she can file a tax return. She needs to focus on what it is and stop seeking attention from other people. Because as long as you seeking validation from other people, your worth is only what they say you're worth.
Yeah.
But anyhow.
Thank you so much for the phone call. It's that. Well, I tell you what. Thank you so much for the phone call. I'm going to see if I can get a few more people in here so I can get this woman. I'm going to go one-on-one with the woman right after this. 818, caller, you're on the air. What's your thought?
Hey, Tommy, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Talk to me.
Hey, well, dang, everybody done said everything I wanted to say, but it seems to go left a lot of times, and a lot of people have, I don't know, the comments I see, whenever you go around the web, a lot of people have problems with it, but I don't know if there's groups or how you go around the web or where you even find some of these people, because I be on my live Facebook, and I'm like, I don't even see some of these people that you follow. But it's kind of counterproductive on how they respond to you, though.
Well, let me ask, like, why do you think these women react so visceral to someone saying anything other than they like what they see?
Well, they're probably just insecure. Well, just them going live alone shows that they're insecure and they're just trying to get some attention or, you know, that's why they're going live in the first place, to get negative attention, excuse me. But to go live and then to be mad with somebody's comments, but you went live. So
yep.
It's kind of counterproductive.
It's strange to me that these women would do this. Let me ask you about the young woman. Why do you think she spent so much time trying to talk to a complete stranger and lie to him and make him be a victim, or make herself be a victim? Because that was her whole shtick of, let me be a victim.
To get sympathy and attention, pretty much. You know, there's people with father issues because a lot of people in the black community grow up with no fathers. So the most thing that a lot of black females do is to go to let me make somebody feel sorry for me and I get attention and I might get something out of this person.
Yep. Like right now, I could just scroll down, and it's on my screen right now. I could just scroll down and just y'all could see what these women look like. Now, I'm not making this shit up. These people are walking around looking like this on purpose every day. They get online, they try to entice men, and it's their whole thing. Every day, all day, it's their thing. Why have black women's self-esteem become so low that they all – I put up a post in here. You know I got not one response to all of it. Let me tell you what the post said. I said, is there anyone in this group without tattoos, weaves, children, and STDs?
Four wow.
questions. Do you know I got responses of people saying, well, I don't have no tattoos, or some saying, well, I don't have no kids, but not one of them said, I don't have any of those.
Well, I have a wig on and I have some tattoos, but I don't have no kids. And that's the thing that really makes me mad because, like, I got to go through IVF and stuff. And then I go online and I see, like, certain things that you post and these women. And I'm like, these kids, are they living in poverty or this and that? And I'm like, really? I have to go through this? And this person can procreate, like the pregnant woman twerking, to go through what I go through. And I have a nice home. I live in a nice community. I have three cars outside. And I got to go through IVF. But this person can, like, breathe on someone and get knocked up. I don't get it.
All right. Well, let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. You're married?
Yeah.
Okay, and you guys are having trouble conceiving. Let me ask you this question. Do you have a weight?
Oh, yeah, I'm overweight. But, no, that's not the issue. I have fibroids and ovarian cysts, so I have other issues.
Yeah, but I understand you have other issues, but I will tell you that is one that could literally solve a lot of the other. The healthier you are, the more your body reacts in a healthy way, in a healthy manner, and puts you in position. Because having a kid, for as easy as it is for ratchet hoes to do it, it's actually a difficult thing to do, to get an individual pregnant. So the healthier you are, the easier you make it as far as you and your mate, like both of you. Doing more healthy habits could increase the chances of you becoming pregnant. So I just want to throw that out there to you, that we all should look at trying to make the best decisions possible and make things
neat.
That's why we're on the show. Like, look, she can't change where she's come from, but she can change where she's going.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. And you can too.
I've tried. I've definitely looked into things and changed some of my situation as far as like that is concerned. But the thing is, you know, I can do all that at the same time of the medical issues that are involved because it is hereditary. It runs in my family. I've had aunts that had to adopt and I have no problem with that. If it comes to that situation, there's a lot of kids out there that need places to be. And I have no problem with going that route, but I'm just trying to fulfill all my options. I'm not one of, like, I got to have a kid of my own type of deal. There's a lot of kids out there that I have no problem with having to adopt or give a kid even if they're an older child. Like, it doesn't bother me.
No, I understand. Hey, I'm going to try to see if I can sneak in another contact because I'm waiting on someone.
Yeah, no worries.
Oh, no problem. I'm waiting on someone to tell me. I might have messed up. 240, talk to me.
What's up, Big Tommy?
Nothing much. How about you, boy?
It's Jason, bro. What's going on?
I'm good. Talk to me. What's on your mind? What was your thoughts about earlier?
Oh, wait a minute. Hi, bitch. I gotta say that.
Right.
Because
she goes for using the word bitch. That's a suable offense. I just found that out. So now I know. And no one's half the battle.
I just wanted to make sure she heard me say hi, bitch. But that whole interview, Tommy, you couldn't have done anything else than what you did. This chick she's a straight up hoe. She's trying to make a paycheck. For the first kid, she's probably going to get $300 to $400. The second kid, she's probably going to get $300 to $400. If I went and read both of their pages. Apparently, she was engaged to this fool, Will, and she kicked Will out in December 2017.
What did he do?
It doesn't say on Will's page, but he crying talking about he lost everything, and somebody bust him in the head with a pipe. And then this and that and that and this. I've been reading this page. I mean, hell, it's free information, so I just went and read it. But her whole life story is basically, huh?
He got hit in the head with a pipe.
He got hit in the head with a pipe, and he woke up in the hospital talking about everything is done, and he don't have no money. He was broke. And he already had a little girl. It looks like he already had a little girl. She looks like she's about 3 or 4 years old.
She fucked that older man strictly because this one lets you know she have low self-esteem. She fucked an older man, got pregnant by him, and he was broke. You can look at him and tell him he's broke. That's why I said. I said, look where he took that picture in front of. He's fucking broke.
Yep. And he had, and he already had a little girl. He already has a kid.
He didn't get her pregnant because he wanted to. He got her pregnant because he was having to fuck her for a place to damn live. That was it.
Yeah, that, yeah, totally agreed. I totally agree with you. She knew that he had a kid. She knew he was broke, and she still had a kid by him. Because she slipped up because she said her first kid was planned. And then she said, no, she said the first kid wasn't planned. And then she turned around and said the first kid was planned. And then she jumped on the second kid that was planned. She changed the story up and like within about 5 minutes. And then I knew, you know, you wasn't going to reprogram this one. I just knew it wasn't going to happen because she wasn't being honest.
I'm watching right now, December 17th. Keep talking. I'm going to read what I see on December 17th because you don't make me go be nosy. Go ahead. Keep talking.
Yeah. I mean, she's living in poverty. If you look through her pictures and look inside the house looks nasty. She's living in poverty, kids in the poverty, and she thinks it's okay.
Yep.
She thinks it's fine. It's not fine.
But I'm the problem, Jason. Let me read something to you, Jason. I want to get your opinion on what I read. But you've already seen this. Jason done put me here, y'all. Blame Jason. You'll be on. That's why I like looking in the comment section. I'm like that. So what we're going to start doing is when you do that, you need to send it to me because you're going to be my research staff. But Will Wheeler said on December 3rd, 2017, less than a year ago, he said, Crystal Ariel Miller, that's who she is. Without you by my side, I can't imagine what I'll be like. You help me make better decisions, and without you, I can't see one outcome coming. What the fuck? These niggas don't believe in punctuation at all. Look what this woman who's 12 years younger than him wrote to him. I'll never let a young bitch talk to me like this. But listen, I want a man that's strong, a man that will not let anyone let him fail. He can be a real man with or without a woman, a man that's going to always keep high and not someone who thinks low of themselves because they're comfortable. Now, again, that lets you know the education level of both of them when you look at what they write. Jessica wrote, so you're looking for a man you see in a Disney movie. Let us know when you find him, men. Is going to fall. Jesus Christ, nobody believes in punctuation. She then says, no, I don't want a man from the Disney movies. Will Wheeler knows exactly what I'm talking about. I wasn't even talking to you first off, which she's right. Second off, stay in your lane because you don't even know me. She's actually right. He wrote, in the last 24 hours, I lost every single thing I had, my best friend, my family, my child, my car, my money, my sense of humor, and I don't have nothing. I lost my wife, everything. Yes, I made a couple of bad choices. When I ain't nothing on my side, what? Or nothing in my corner, and it's me against the world. If you're a young girl, and both of them fuckers are boring. Nobody wanted either one. She found the brokest white man she could find.
Yeah, just to have a kid.
Jesus Christ. Y'all, this young girl found the... A young girl should never fuck an older man that ain't taking care of her. Common sense. Only a dark-skinned, low-self-esteem bitch would fuck an old man with no damn money.
Yep.
That's... Jesus Christ. You fucked a nigga without shit.
She sure did.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the worst thing of it all is that, you know, I have a bastard child. Don't bring that kid to my house. And you got to get out and go get your own stuff. So as soon as you find out you're pregnant, get the hell out. Because her mother's house is my house. I got the key to that mug just like she got the key to my house. I'm the man in that house, and I'm the man in this house. And I tell my daughter, I don't give my daughter a choice. She's talking about strict parents. I'm a strict parent.
Thank you. I'm a strict parent.
My daughter ain't sneaking out the damn house at 16. Are you kidding me?
I got alarms in her mama's house. I got alarms in her mama's house and alarms in my house. Do you understand the room that she has in this house has a way that she can it was in the other house, too, a balcony. Do you understand I installed locks on there that she can't reach? That because I have it to where it locks from the top down, and it's a bolt lock.
Right.
Now, I have no fear of my daughter doing it. I'm just preparing myself for when she gets old enough to possibly do it. That's
right.
What strict parent.
And that's what you have to do as a parent. Just like when I got out of a relationship, I had to find somewhere to move. So I had to find a place where I thought, and I had in my mind that maybe one day my daughter would have to come live with me, and I had to find a good school district. So I moved into a good school district. I didn't care what it cost. I moved into a good school district, and it just so happened I had to get my daughter about a year later because her mom had to go overseas. And I had to go pick my daughter up, and she had to come live with me. So money shouldn't matter when you have kids. It's not a point of having a kid because you want somebody to, unconditionally love you. We got to talk about money first. You got to have money before you have a kid. I don't know why these people keep doing this over and over again. These young black women, they're just stupid. I mean, it doesn't make any damn sense. They keep doing it. Birth control is free.
Yes, I found what you were talking about. I want to read it to the audience. On December 3rd, 2017, this grown-ass man who was 12 years older than this woman, he wrote this. On December 17, 2017, last night I was trying to provide a little extra for my family. I got hit in the head with a pipe. I had to go to the hospital last night. Today I woke up. I don't have nothing. I don't have no life. I'm not going to have no car. I don't got no place to stay. I ain't got a dollar to my name. I ain't got no wife. I ain't got no family. I damn sure ain't got no friends. And I don't want none. The one that I want to spend the rest of my life with, Crystal Ariel Miller, tells me she wants she wants me out of her house. She wants me to just leave in December. You dumb son of a bitch. It was December when you posted this. She says, I'm not the one for her. I make stupid decisions, and I don't care about my family as what she thinks. I guess this is mine. Happy birthday. Merry Christmas all together from my family to me. I love y'all already. Know the outcome of what this is all going to bring.
Her whole life is online to read about.
They both are stupid. Then she wrote to him, which he liked the comment. Wow.
Yeah.
You are making yourself look bad, but okay, Will. I'm standing on it this time. Then apparently some woman named Michaela Law said something. She said, Michaela Law, you don't even know what the fuck you're talking about. You are just commenting on shit. We don't know what and why I'm feeling some way, not you. Remember, you're too busy to come to my house when I needed you, and I was at work. But okay. And we'll tag Donna and tell her not to be liking Michaela's post, because neither one knows what the fuck is going on. Reading from your post, you're upset. Donna wrote, I love you, Willie.
You get that? Are you getting this? Is this crazy or what?
She thinks I'm using drugs, but I'm going to take this drug test for her, and we're going to see who feels crazy as hell.
What the fuck?
This nigga is old as shit talking like this. People don't know me as well as they think. So she's saying nobody loves her on her page. He's saying nobody loves me on my page. Y'all motherfuckers deserve each other because y'all both are horrible people. But as a woman, why the fuck would you let a nigga that got to live with you, and he's 12 years older than you, get you pregnant. Serious business.
Yeah. That's crazy. She says she don't want to get personal. It's too deep. I don't want to talk about it right now. And yet she posts her whole life on the internet.
You don't want to get personal, and I was able to find all this shit out by a few clicks. But she didn't want, y'all understand, she didn't want to get personal on my page. Her whole life is on statuses. These are your parents. And remember, she lives with her parents. So them motherfuckers let Will live in their house. Are we understanding how fucked up this is now? Are we understanding how bad this situation is now?
Tommy, I'm going to tell you, people just ain't, they ain't listening. They don't hear you, brother. They don't hear you.
Jesus Christ.
People are just that they're not hard-headed. They're not stupid. They're just mentally incapacitated over themselves, and they don't understand how life really works. Working at McDonald's as a grown-ass person, and you're working at McDonald's, you have not made it in life. You have failed. If you don't have a career, by the time you're around, let's just throw an age out there, 27, if you don't have a career, you're not going to make it. You're lost.
Especially today.
You got to have college. You got to have all this stuff in order to get a good job, a good high fixed salary job, you know, six-figure job. Well, I say a five-figure job. You got to have a nice education.
Her life ain't
shit. And you know, these black children and these black girls and these black boys out here, all that they're dependent on sports, they're dependent on all of these things, and not even academics. They're not even thinking about the mind, how much information you need to have.
I've been telling y'all that they're stealing work from high schoolers. They're taking work from high school people. That's the job they should be working. You look at how this woman got one. This woman got one whole like. She put this thing up on August the 1st, saying focus on getting money rather than sitting around being broke. Fucking with St. Louis, you basically repping your city that's full of motherfuckers that don't care about you 100%. And she got one whole like in 23 days. Jesus Christ, she just... And I mean, she posts frequently. What the hell? I need my hair braided real fast. Nobody said shit. What the fuck? Who is she talking to? These motherfuckers think the internet is literally their life. Actions speak louder than words. Nobody said a word. And she just keeps doing
it. And you know why you won't find a successful woman's page online, Tommy?
Yeah.
Successful black women online having any kind of a page or anything? Because they don't have time for this, for this right here. They don't have time for it.
They're too busy working. Yes. How are you going to get online talking about working when you could actually be fucking working? Crystal Ariel Miller, steal up. That's the only time these bitches get somebody to respond. It'd be one, of course, dude saying me, LOL. Working. Nobody commented. Just look how often she said it. He said, lost my 38 to a bad 22. Nah, I'm good. Love and enjoy. What? So motherfucking irritated.
I had to stop worrying about it. I love your show. You know, I'm always there. You know, I'm always supporting you. And I just had to stop worrying about it and just start looking at it and just remind my daughter what not to do. My daughter ain't ready to hear you yet. And, she ain't ready. 'Cause, you know, you lay it down. But see, I lay it down like how you talk. I talk like that to my daughter. But she knows me like that. She's always known me like that. her mother is her friend. I'm not. I told her, I'm not your friend until you start paying the mortgage.
Right. And I still won't. You're going to have to keep it real. Even if my daughter's having to wipe my ass because I'm too old, she's still going to have to respect me as who I am.
That's right.
My last birth would be to shank this motherfucker. I'm telling you now. Oh, my. Motherfuckers don't know how to talk to you. Age is nothing but a number. Oh, God.
That's in the playbook, Tommy. You,
like,
hey,
I'm
you know I'm writing a play. Hey, Tommy, I'm writing a playbook based on your information. You know I'm writing a playbook, and I'm going to send it to you. I'm writing the Black Woman's Playbook.
Oh, my God. She's a sad soul.
It's just ridiculous. All this stuff
like
on here.
I swear I be eating like I'm pregnant. Ever since I stopped smoking cigarettes, that bread not doing no fa- What? This is a kid.
This is like a 12 or 13-year-old child.
Yes. Yes.
Because she talks just like my daughter does. My daughter did when she was 12 or 13.
And, y'all, we have just got to June 30th. That's how often she posts. I'm saying this to you guys for the simple reason of I actually do this for a living. Let me show y'all how much you can go, how quick you can go past my post. Now, that just got us to June 30th on hers. Look at mine. And these are all from Instagram that are just tagged over here. So Instagram tags it over here. I do it for a living.
Yeah, I'm just not. I'm not shocked, or I'm not surprised at all. I'm just not.
How crazy this is!
This is the new normal. So, and it's been the new normal for at least the last 20 to 25 years.
Mm-hmm. I do this for a living, guys. For a fucking living. I have fewer posts than she does. And each of my posts are about my job. Jesus Christ. I don't know what to say. Man, let me try to get this other woman on here to do this show. I want to end the phone call right now with my man Jason Gunn. He did a good job. If there was something you wanted to say to this young girl before we go, let me know. Let them know, or her know, if there's something you'd like to say.
The only thing I have to say to this young girl, if you don't change your life right now, and you got to do it like right now, you can't wait until tomorrow. You have to do it now. If you don't, it's generational poverty for you and your children, because right now your mother is probably less than 40 years old. And she's already a grandmother. She's probably less than 35 years old, and she's already a grandmother. And that's sad. That's just disgusting. It's really bad. And you made yourself look bad. You're making your family look bad. And it's sad. And the last thing I like to say, bye, bitch.
That's my man, Jason Gunn. This is it for the call-in show. Guys, I'm actually going to do another one-on-one with a young lady who has a problem with how I speak about dark-skinned black women. So I'm going to shut this down and bring her on the show right now. I know it's late, but why not have some good late-night entertainment? And for those who won't get a chance to see it, you'll be able to watch it in the morning as it will be up, as well as other content. So thank you guys so much, everybody, for joining. Thank the people who called in. We're about to talk to this woman. I don't know if it'll go good, bad, or indifferent. But she wants to talk to me about why I speak the way I speak about black women, and I want to give her an opportunity. At least she is not afraid to ask the question, so I'm not afraid to let her come on. I'm Tommy Sotomayor. Thank you guys for joining me. I'll be right back.